You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The race is on. The race shaping up to succeed John Conyers now that he's resigned from his 13th congressional seat, a seat he held for 53 years. So let's look at who's lining up to succeed the former dean of the House. Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News is here with us, along with Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Let's start with the potential candidates who bear the name Conyers. The now former congressman said he's endorsing his son to run. Rick, what would John Conyers III bring to the constituents of the 13th District?
The name Conyers.
And nothing more, really?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have any political experience. He has a social media history that might be a little problematic. You might remember, I think, Zach, it was 7 years ago when he was still underage. He was caught driving around a Cadillac Escalade that was actually the property of the 14th Congressional District Office. John Conyers, the father, said that it was just a one-time deal, but in fact, John Conyers III had also on a different date gotten a speeding ticket in the same vehicle. He was also a pretty prolific tweeter, including pictures of himself in the car holding a bottle of champagne behind the wheel and some exploits about his drinking. I think that he will find that that history will be revisited if and when he gets into the race.
But since we were talking about his social media history, I mean, this is somebody who has tweeted 9/11 conspiracy theories about the U.S. government playing a role in the September 11th terrorist attacks. It only took about 30 seconds of a Google search to turn this stuff up. So when the opposition research experts of the other campaigns really dig into it, just imagine what might be out there.
What does he do?
He is a socialite, aspiring rapper. There is an interesting rap video that low budget that he did and a song that made the rounds yesterday, which I don't know will win him many friends either.
Let's contrast that with the grandnephew, State Senator Ian Conyers, who's telling major media he wants to run for the seat. Clearly his granduncle didn't care about that, but what would Ian Conyers bring?
A modicum of political experience. He's a state senator and he's holding his first political office, and he's obviously one campaign, not a lot more, but a little more political experience than the other Conyers.
What do you think, Zach?
I mean, he's been in office a year. He's part of a super minority Democratic caucus in the Senate. So it really hasn't been much of any opportunity to see what he can do in a legislative setting so far.
Yeah, we've seen this political dynasty thing kind of in Michigan a fair bit, haven't we, Rick?
Well, sure. As a matter of fact, just today, Andy Levin, who also served in the administration of Governor Jennifer Granholm and has been active in energy issues but has not held a political office, announcing today that he is going to run for his father Sandy Levin's congressional seat as Sandy Levin steps down after 3.5 decades in Congress.
And we've seen Kildee.
Yep, Dan Kildee.
Dingell.
Yeah. Dingell, yeah. And I guess as voters go to a ballot and they see a list of names, that has to change the dynamics.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget the list of names that are going to be like the candidates that are running as well, because that is a characteristic of elections in Southeast Michigan, that there's an effort to siphon off votes by putting like-sounding, like-looking names on the ballot.
Like we saw with Mike Duggan.
Mm-hmm, right.
Zach, who are some of the other names being talked about as potential candidates?
There's just so many. I mean,
now we're going to fill out the rest of the segment.
Right, yeah. I don't think this will happen, but you could conceivably have all five members of the Michigan Senate who represent Detroit in the race. Now, I don't think that'll happen, but you have Coleman Young, the second. It seems like that's a foregone conclusion that he'll be in. Morris Hood, the third, is taking a long look at this. David Kanizek, decent chance he would run. You know, Bert Johnson has a lot of problems right now with the law, but he did run for the seat a few years ago. And hey, you know, why not? You've got Ian Conyers already, obviously, who's going to be in. So that's five right there. Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones's name has been mentioned.
Former Representative Rashida Tlaib.
Yep. Yeah. The mayor of Westland, Bill Wild. I mean, I'm just sort of trying to rattle off some of the names I can recall.
Yeah, and Benny Napoleon,
right away,
I think, is
the
in
Wayne
there.
County Sheriff, yep, his name is in the mix.
So some very familiar names.
Some very familiar names, and we should point out that some of them, David Kanizek is from Dearborn Heights, Bill Wild is the mayor of Westland, not from the city of Detroit. The only other Detroit district, the 14th, Brenda Lawrence, is from Southfield. It is conceivable at this time next year that for the first time probably ever, there may not be anyone from Detroit serving in Michigan's congressional delegation.
Well, and you have to wonder if there won't be some type of concerted effort to coalesce around one Detroiter. That just has, I was talking to the head of the 13th Congressional District Democratic Party yesterday, Jonathan Kinlock, and, while he went to lengths to say he has great respect for Bill Wild and David Kinesic, to not potentially not have a Detroiter serving in Congress would be a big blow. You have to wonder, even though right now it looks like it's going to be a fractious, 1,000 candidate primary, and maybe it will be, if there won't be some kind of effort to say, all right, let's get all the institutional support behind this one person and see if we can't make sure they come out of the primary.
And good luck with that.
Yeah.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta and Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News. Always great talking politics with you guys. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.